Since 1991, Dr. David Starbuck, an archaeologist and associate professor at Plymouth State University in New Hampshire, has been supervising an archaeology field school through SUNY Adirondack. Over the years, Starbuck has led groups of volunteers and students to historic sites across the region, including Fort William Henry, Fort Edward, and this summer, the Lake George Battlefield Park. Starbuck says he's practicing what he likes to call community archaeology, something different than what people usually think about the field.
And the image that archaeologists have is we take 10 or 20 students, often in the middle of nowhere, dig for 6 or 8 weeks, nobody ever sees us, and then come fall we start presenting the results. That's old-fashioned archaeology.
On this day, there are first-timers and others with decades of practice. Before we begin digging, Lynn Homan, one of the more experienced volunteers and president of the Lake George Battlefield Fort George Alliance, takes me on a walk through the battlefield park on a road that passes several picnic areas.
I'm going to start showing you the treasures in our park that people don't see.
Homan points out rock walls, once part of buildings used during the French and Indian War, and a rocky pit in the ground that she suspects was once a limestone quarry. We come upon what I think looks like an ordinary ditch.
They see the gully there?
Yep.
That doesn't belong here. That's not natural.
Homan said we were looking at was once a sally port, a hidden exit dug behind what was once an entrenched camp on the battlefield in the 1750s. She said the trick is looking for things that aren't where they should be. Today, the students and volunteers are digging where officers' huts once stood. Susan Leslie, who has been digging for more than 2 decades, offers some advice as an odd-shaped piece of iron is pulled out of the ground.
That was definitely on a door because it's bent over. Yeah, a door or a chest, because there it is, it's a piece of a lock.
But she said it likely is not something left over from a military building. Leslie explained that before the property was purchased by New York State in 1898, it was privately held farmland, which explains why much of it is so well preserved. We were digging in what was likely a burn pit.
This was a dump of a mixture of periods. We did have some 18th century ironwork come out of here, but I believe that was off of whatever was burned.
But digging down a little further does reveal something special. While sifting through soil, volunteer Don Thompson makes a discovery.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Look at that.
It's a button.
A button. It looks like a coin, but it's a button. You can see the reverse side of it.
Throughout the morning, the group shows me more recent finds, pieces of tobacco pipes, fragments of pottery, a musket ball, and curiously, lots of animal bones. I'm told the soldiers ate a lot of pork. All of the objects are sent down the hill to the laboratory at the Fort William Henry Museum, where they are cleaned, identified, and sorted. Volunteer Maureen Kennedy was in the lab.
In this particular dig, because it is on state property, all of the artifacts will eventually end up at the New York State Museum in Albany. So there's a certain way of doing things that we have to follow.
Sure. The work draws curious visitors. Patricia Califf was with her granddaughters at the fort when they found out there was an archaeological dig happening about a mile away.
Archaeology and digging for different artifacts was interesting for them, so we thought we'd go to the dig site and take a look.
Anything you'd like to find while you're up there or like to see?
Well, I'd like to see a skeleton because it's interesting.
Although it's unlikely a whole skeleton will be found at the site. For many of the volunteers, the summer digs are more than just a summer hobby. Pete Bump says the digs are something personal.
I had ancestors that fought here in the 1750s. So I just started genealogy in 87, and then I started locating, coming across that I had people. So I just started coming to kind of get closer to them or sense what they did and where they were.
For Dr. Starbuck, it's the opportunity to tell the story of people missing from the history books.
It's the ordinary folks on ordinary days. It's the story of camp life that I think we can tell better than anybody else. So as visitors walk by and visit our pits and ask what we're finding, I think we almost have an obligation to describe what we're learning about the ordinary soldiers who were here and what their lives were like. And that is an addition, a real addition to American history.
For more information, including photos from the dig, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.